Okay, Tov. Taste the Rashi for the day. Torah describes the Kodesh. Vasita parochet chelet v'argaman v'tolat shani v'sheish mashnai maseh choshev yaseh otak urbim. The outside of the Kodesh, there was this parochet, and it was made out of chelet and argaman and tolat shani. And on the curtain itself, yaseh otam otak kruvim. Rashi comments very shortly. Kruvim siurin shel briot yaseh ba. Put figures, basically embroidered figures of creatures. That's what Rashi says. Now, as everybody knows, there were kruvim in other places in the Mishkan. There were kruvim on top of the Aron HaKodesh, on the Kaporet. And over there, we know Rashi says, what did the kruvim look like? There were these baby-faced angels. They had wings, but the faces were made like babies. So you would presume that the kruvim in one place are the same as kruvim in others. But Rashi is vague here. He says, kruvim, tzirin shel briot, pictures of creatures. So the Guri Arye points out... So Rashi actually, at the beginning of the Perek, on the same word, Kruvim, when it says the Sintam Kruvim, Rashi says specifically, there was pictures of an Ari on this side and a Nesher on that side. So it seems that Briot is more general. Briot refers to creatures in general, so all the Mefarshim wonder, I don't understand. We know that Kruvim, the Gemara says Kruvim on top of the Aron HaKodesh was definitely baby-faced angels. So why does Rashi say that it was something else in other places? So the Guri Arye says, Kruvim is anything with a face that looks like it could be human-like. They had a tradition that on top of the Kabaret, specifically it was a person, but he says, Rashi and the Guri Arye says, and the Reim as well, many say, that the point was that they should be creatures that we know from the image of Yechezkel that they were on the Kisiyah Kavod. So you have a lion and you have an eagle, or not an eagle, a Nesher, which is a griffin vulture, a human, and one other one, which I forget, sure. So it could be any one of these creatures. So when Rashi says that on the top of the Kaporet there was Kruvim and it was the face of angel, sorry, it was the face of a baby, that was only one instance. But the fact is, apparently, that Kruvim could be more general. It doesn't have to be specifically a humanoid or a human-like appearance. Shukach.